Hello, Roundtable's Word of the Week again. So last week we talked about aerobic exercise. I guess it's time for anaerobic.
Exactly. Anaerobic exercise is exercise intense enough to trigger lactic acid formation. It's used in non-endurance sports to promote strength, speed, and power, and also to build muscle mass. So bottom line, an anaerobic exercise is a high-intensity activity which lasts from mere seconds to up to 2 minutes.
无氧运动跟有氧运动相对，指的是呢高速剧烈的运动。运动时呢会在体内产生乳酸，因为强度很高，所以不能够很持久，一般从两秒钟到两分钟。
Yeah, and so interestingly enough, anaerobic exercise increases your capacity to withstand the buildup of waste substances, such as lactic acid, and then remove them from the body. This actually means that your endurance and ability to fight fatigue will improve.
无氧运动可以加速身体的新陈代谢，还有肌肉的负重能力。
And so, weight training is a common type of anaerobic exercise, again, from mere seconds to 2 minutes.
负重训练 weight training 也是一种无氧运动。既可以通过负重器械，也可以通过像哑铃、杠铃这样的器械来完成。
Mm-hmm. And so sets of 1 to 5 repetitions primarily develop strength. Sets of 6 to 12 repetitions develop a balance of strength, muscle size, and anaerobic endurance. And sets of 13 to 20 develop anaerobic endurance.
力量训练如果是做1到5次的话呢，主要是为了增强力量。那做6到12次呢，则是可以在力量均衡的同时还可以增肌，而如果做到13到20次呢，则对增强力量已经没有很大的帮助，而主要的帮助呢是在增加无氧情况下肌肉的承受力。
Yeah, and so looking at free weights, there are a few different pieces of equipment you can use. One is the dumbbell, and so I'm sure if you've been to a gym, you've seen many of these, and a dumbbell is actually part of a pair. Usually you take one in both hands and use it in different exercises.
哑铃应该是最主要的力量训练的器械了，一般呢是一只手拿一个，用来均衡的训练力量。
And then there is the barbell, which is basically just a bar that you can put different weights on top and then use it in your exercise.
杠铃 barbell 很多都是这种可调节重量的。
And then there is the medicine ball, which is a weighted ball roughly the diameter of the shoulders and is usually used for rehabilitation and strength training.
Medicine ball, 健身实心球经常被用来进行术后或者病后的恢复训练。
And then there is the kettlebell, sometimes called the cannon bell, which is basically a cast iron or steel weight that looks kind of like a ball or a cannon ball with a handle.
壶铃就是长得有一点点像壶，在那个球上面呢有一个把手。
And then, of course, there are the bodyweight exercises, which many people are already familiar with. There is, of course, the push-up or press-up that's used by lying in a prone position and then raising and lowering the body only using the arms. These actually exercise the pectoral muscles, so the chest, the triceps, as well as your shoulders.
还有一些体重训练其实指的就是用自身的体重而不是用哑铃杠铃这些器械来训练力量。最通常的是 push-up.仰卧起坐，还有 pull up 引体向上。
Then there is the pull up again, which most people are familiar with. Two different types of grips: the palms facing forward or away from you, and then also the palms facing towards the person. These really help with the shoulders and the biceps.
引体向上呢，锻炼的主要是肩部肌肉和肱二头肌。
And then of course there is the sit up and the crunch. The only real difference between the two is that the sit up has a fuller range of motion. It targets the hips, not just the stomach. The crunch targets mostly only the stomach.
还有两种很常见的体重运动，那就是仰卧起坐和卷腹了。那它们之间的区别呢，是仰卧起坐的动作幅度更大，而且训练的有可能不光是腹部肌肉，还可能训练到臀部肌肉，而卷腹呢，则只是训练腹部肌肉。And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.